I have a few questions that people sent in. Aditya, who you know from Gems Park from Jaipur, one of your customers, sent in a few questions as well. And I think one of the top questions are like, what measures has, after this pandemic, how are you seeing the demand impacting the pricing of your emeralds? Because by the time the auction comes around, there will be some transactions that would have occurred, not necessarily coming from gem fields. I mean, there are other sources of emeralds from Zambia and other parts of the world.
Yeah, so we actually, we had our heads of department briefing this morning with the 2021 heads of department across the gem fields group, including the guys out in Thailand, India, and so forth. And at the moment, there obviously isn't much of a market for either rough or indeed cut and polished gems. There's some signs of the green shoots of spring with stores starting to open up, people getting back into their offices. I repeat that I believe this is a very resilient industry. We went through the great financial crisis. It was difficult, but we managed to get through it. Personally, it's inevitable that there's going to be some impact on price for the balance of this year.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to be that dramatic for a few different reasons. Number one, from a supply and demand perspective, obviously the mines are presently not operating.
Yes.
And so there is no supply coming out of them and probably won't be until, who knows, somewhere in July or August.
Right.
And the other thing I would say is that whilst there obviously are other sources of supply, it was interesting a couple of weeks ago to get some facts and figures from guild laboratories in China,
right,
who told us that a staggering 86% of the rubies,
yes,
that they see coming into China were from Mozambique. And in the case of emeralds, 69% of the emeralds they see going into China are from Zambia.
I took a screenshot while I was watching.
Wow.
So I have that pie chart here. So what are we looking at? Can you just tell us what is the red bit? I'm assuming that's Zambian emeralds.
That's hugely impressive. Well done, Richard. So that is the graph of the pie chart showing the emeralds entering the Chinese market. And these are the facts and the figures provided by Guild based on what they're seeing in the gems that they are testing.
Yes.
And what they're showing us is that 69% of the emeralds going into China come from Zambia. It's not entirely clear what split of that is gem fields or other sources of supply. And then 21% of the emeralds going into China come from Colombia, 8% is Brazil, and the 2% figure, I believe, was the other. And there's a similar graph for rubies, which
I got some, that. This one, I think.
Treatment. Yes, yeah, that's the one. That shows us the rubies going to the Chinese market,
right,
with an amazing 86% market share for Mozambican ruby. And so whilst undoubtedly some of the other sources of supply, and times are tough and, you know, people are going to have to do what they have to do in order to survive. But these two graphs, I think, demonstrate that the African sources of supply, particularly gem fields, are very significant in international markets to date. And I think the trade and downstream consumers should take comfort from the fact that gem fields will continue to fly the colored gemstone flag.
Right.
And more importantly, we will continue to be very responsible with our supply to the market. We're not going to suddenly try and dump a certain amount of rough.
Right.
And for customers who've been to our auctions in the past, going back to 2009, we have a very good track record of simply holding back the goods and not releasing them to the market if the prices that we get are not sufficiently high.
Now, one of the... Sorry, I interrupted you. I just want to make sure I get all the questions.